Many people avoid talking about sex, but it's part of the job for a group of trusted, well-liked men who are trained to spread the message of safe sex through casual conversation with peers at bars. Those chosen as so-called popular opinion leaders talk not only to gay men in bars, but inner-city women and disadvantaged adolescents. They talk about things like having a condom ready, avoiding intercourse when intoxicated, and resisting coercion for unprotected sex. This strategy was developed by the Medical College of Wisconsin. It's one of eight recently approved by the Centers for Disease Control. Cynthia Lyles is with the HIV/AIDS Prevention at CDC. She says this brings the total number of peer-reviewed, scientifically acceptable methods up to 57.
We have identified things that work, and in general, prevention efforts are successful and do work. I think it's just that it's not a one-size-fits-all, that we need to have many different strategies and interventions in our arsenal.
Lyle says almost all the methods recommended by the CDC were tested in populations or communities with high rates of HIV/AIDS.
So that is, most were targeted or tested among men who have sex with men, African American and Hispanic Latino communities.
A review of the medical college strategy called Popular Opinion Leaders showed it reduced HIV risk behavior by approximately one-third previous levels. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.